This coming Sunday, June 28th, is the second annual National Logistics Day. So for this month's Business Spotlight with Logistics Plus, we are talking with Scott Frederick, the company's Vice President of Marketing and LTL Carrier Relations, to get an update on this national holiday and other topics. Hello, Scott. Thanks for joining us. So this Sunday will mark the second ever National Logistics Day in America. Can you tell us a little about this national holiday and how Logistics Plus is connected to it?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. National Logistics Day was actually created last year on June 28th by Logistics Plus. We were behind the movement to establish it as a national holiday recognizing the logistics industry in which we participate. So it's kind of a funny background story. We, as you know, we had a record year last year and last few years, but last year especially was a really good year. And as you know, Jim likes to give back to the community, and so we had quite a number of things going on, sponsorships and activities in the community. We were sponsoring the third annual Best of Varsity Cup last June, which is the Erie Times News program that honors student-athletes from 45 high schools around the community. We were also sponsoring the Picton Castle as part of last year's Tall Ships Erie Festival, which, as you know, brings thousands of visitors and money into the local economy. We had a new mural that we were putting up, I think, in May of last year over at the Erie International Airport. So that's part of a sponsorship deal with them. So anybody who's flying in or out of Erie International Airport, there's a big mural of Union Station and Logistics Plus as part of that. So we were very proud to have a presence and help with sort of some of the renovations at the airport. We also did our annual sponsorship of the Manufacturer and Business Association's annual event, which is a big event within the community at the Bayfront Convention Center. So we had that going on. And we even sponsored a Logistics Careers for Dummies book to help promote logistics as a great career choice for up-and-coming professionals. So we had all these cool things going on in addition to some of our other local charitable work. And so we wanted to have a small event here at Union Station to kind of announce and talk about some of those activities. And out of curiosity, I went and I did some research to see if there was any kind of a, you know, holiday or event to celebrate logistics, like a National Logistics Day. And as you know, there's pretty much a holiday for everything these days, you know, Hot Dog Day and National Wine Day and Beer Drinking Day and Donut Day. And to my surprise, there was not a National Logistics Day in the United States. So true to LP form, we decided to take it upon ourselves to proclaim the first ever National Logistics Day, and we picked June 28th as the day to do that. And again, as we thought about it, again, there are a lot of things in addition to what we do locally, a lot of other logistics companies that make major contributions to the U.S. economy. In fact, logistics accounts for nearly 10% of everything that we make or sell in the United States, including, you know, the packaging and warehousing and shipping and everything that goes into those logistical activities. The third-party logistics side of the industry in which we participate, where we help businesses, you know, efficiently manage their logistics, warehousing, and whatnot throughout their supply chain, everything from, you know, truckers to warehouse managers to everything else, that segment on the third-party logistics side is an $8 billion industry on its own and employs more than 50 million people worldwide, not just the U.S., in that sector. So, again, you know, being proud of the industry that we're in, we registered the first and only National Logistics Day with an outfit called National Day Calendar, which is a sort of an official, or I should say unofficial, holiday registration service. They put it on their calendar, and they kind of give you the rights to that holiday, and so we did that. And it actually started to gain momentum. This is like literally 30 days before June 28th was even going to happen. And so we scrambled to kind of put this all together. And so as we started thinking about it, we thought, well, you know, the National Day Calendar endorsement is good, but wouldn't it be great if we could get some governmental support as well? So we were able to, without going into all the details, we were able to get the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to pass a resolution making June 28th a National Logistics Day within the state of Pennsylvania, at least. We got some proclamations from the state of Ohio and South Carolina to basically endorse and support National Logistics Day. Of course, we had Mayor Schember and the city of Erie give us a nice proclamation. We had Kathy Dahlkemper and the county, Erie County, give us a proclamation. We had special recognition given to us by Senator Patrick Toomey. We have also had a statement made in the U.S. House of Representatives by Congressman Kelly on our behalf to basically endorse and support National Logistics Day. And also we had a nice letter of endorsement from Governor Wolf. So last year was pretty cool. And we had our little event here at Union Station. We had about 100 people attend, some media and customers and some of our vendors and partners, and we talked about some of the things we're doing in the community, and we tried to make a fun day of it. So that was the first annual, and of course now this year we have our second annual National Logistics Day, as you said, coming up on Sunday. As we thought about the second year, again, it really didn't make sense for us to be sort of the drivers of an industry-wide holiday. So for this year, we actually back in January, we talked to the Transportation Intermediaries Association, TIA for short, and they are basically the preeminent, most trusted voice in terms of third-party logistics companies around North America. So they're an association that represents all third-party logistics companies. They provide education. They provide other benefits, including a voice in Washington to lobby on our behalf, our industry's behalf, on certain issues. So we thought it would be a natural fit for them to take the reins of this holiday and really kind of drive it forward. So this year, they're actually involved in promoting and helping to kind of get the word out about National Logistics Day, and we're sort of taking a back seat, but we're still supporting it and still very much behind, again, trying to bring some attention to the logistics industry, to really celebrate, you know, the jobs that it creates, the importance that we bring to the economy. And again, this year, maybe more than ever, you know, people can kind of recognize the importance of logistics when it comes to thinking, you know, about all those medical supplies that, you know, were critical to doctors and hospitals to help, treat COVID-19 patients, all the personal protective equipment that has been so hard to come by, but, you know, it's been very critical for logistics to kind of get those supplies in the right hands of the right people. Even just food, you know, and some of the common everyday things that we take for granted in life, you know, your box of cereal on the table in the morning, you know, all those things require logistical activities from packaging to warehousing to trucking to, you know, people, you know, brave heroes in the midst of this pandemic to, you know, get in their truck and drive it from point A to point B and deliver it to the grocery store or warehouse. I mean, this... all those are critical logistics activities, and that's why we think really recognizing and celebrating a National Logistics Day is important. Unfortunately, with the pandemic this year and also with it falling on a Sunday, we're not able to really have any live events like we had anticipated. So this year probably will be a little bit more low-key, a little bit more virtual, if you will. But we're really hoping, again, now with TIA involved, that maybe next year this thing will even go to the next level. And one final thing to add, one thing we're pushing hard for this year still and hoping to get it is a proclamation from the White House, so from the executive branch, to make National Logistics Day official as well. So if we can get that, that would sort of be the icing on the cake and would be a nice, feather in the cap for our industry going forward.
Doesn't this National Logistics Day shine a light on an industry that is really overlooked?
Yeah, I think that was the part of the genesis of it, and the goal of the National Logistics Day is to toot our horn a little bit to say we often logistics people work in the background and you may not see or hear them. The stuff arrives. Whether it's a pen and pad of paper on your desk, or it's lawnmower that you've got at home or whatever. There's people that have to, package it, warehouse it, distribute it, truck it, air it, ocean it, wherever. And it's a critical activity to both our national and our global economy, and we're proud to be a part of it. I know as a veteran in the industry, having been in trucking and logistics now for 30 years, I can contest also that it's a very rewarding professional career for people that want to get into it. So again, we're very proud of what we bring to the economy and to the workforce.
Scott, you mentioned last year's Best of Varsity Cup event. It is my understanding that this year's event recently took place. Was Logistics Plus a sponsor again, and are you able to share anything about the event?
Yeah, so Erie Times News is the behind this Best of Varsity Cup, and they really brought it to bear 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, I guess I should say, and made it really an event to remember for these student athletes at these high schools around the community. And so we were the first marquee sponsor to jump on board. We were the only one to sponsor back 4 years ago to do the inaugural event. And that was a big live event at the Bayfront Convention Center. Really cool, to have the student athletes there with their parents and families, and to get recognition for all the hard work they've done and the successes they've enjoyed. So we were delighted to be part of the first one. So we did it the next 2 years in a row, and again now this year we are part of it as a marquee sponsor for the fourth consecutive year. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, as you know, it's hard to put together live events. So Erie Times News has actually taken a very creative approach to make this a virtual event this year, and so that took place on June 18th. It was a live event online, but it can be rewatched through replays on, I think, YouTube and/or the the site dedicated to the event. But again, what was cool about having it virtual is that they were able to involve a lot more marquee sports celebrities. So, everybody from there was Patrick Mahomes and Wayne Gretzky and a slew of other professional athletes that were involved to present the awards to these student athletes here in the Erie community. And I mean, how cool is that? Not only be recognized for the hard work you did within your sport, but then to be recognized by one of these these big name sports celebrities, pretty cool, and something for them to remember for a long time, I'm sure.
It is important for LP to provide young people in Erie opportunities to intern and maybe even earn a job at your company, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's why Jim liked the idea of being a part of this Varsity Cup event, and I think why it's, from a marketing standpoint, a nice brand fit with who we are, because we have grown a lot in the last few years. We've added a lot of young folks. As you said, we have a very active internship program where we recruit from the local universities here, Gannon, Penn State, Mercyhurst, and Edinburgh. Again, a lot of these student athletes in high school will be going on to college, and some of them maybe not. But we're always looking for good candidates to come into our industry. As I said before, it's a really good, interesting, rewarding industry. And if we can kind of plant a seed early on to maybe get some of them to think about logistics as a career path, and maybe intern with us, we think there's some good opportunities, some good synergies in us being involved in this event, and just again, staying close to the younger folks in the community, because as Jim likes to put it, we've had a lot of brain drain of students who go to college here in the community, but then they have to take a job elsewhere, even if they wanted to stay in the community. But, thanks to good companies like Logistics Plus and a few others that provide these good career paths, some of these kids that, have an education and want to stay in the area, they can intern with us or get a job with us out of college and, have a nice, rewarding career and still stay home if they want to stay home.
Scott, can you share a bit about your background and what led you to LP?
Well, historically, I'm a trucker, so I went to college for undergrad and MBA with the business and marketing focus, but somehow I ended up in the trucking industry. So I worked for various less-than-truckload carriers, as they're called, which is a kind of a segment of trucking. And so I worked for trucking companies for 22 years, doing all sorts of marketing, sales, IT, management, operations support, customer service, all those sort of activities. And then about 8 or 9 years ago, I made the jump to the third-party logistics side of things, which is, much broader than just trucking alone. So I've been with Logistics Plus 6 years now, and it's been quite a wild ride, but a very enjoyable one. We've got a great company, great culture, great, founder and CEO. And as you indicated, we do some pretty unique things here, which from a marketing standpoint is appealing because there are no limits. If we can dream it and try and do it, that's something we're all encouraged to do here.
It seems like Logistics Plus has a pretty unique approach to marketing, and that really sets you guys apart, doesn't it?
Yeah, so when I joined the company 6 years ago, it was made pretty clear to me that there had never really been any marketing effort within the company. Most of the growth historically was, based on word of mouth and connections. And we really don't didn't, and we still don't really have much of a sales force. I think we have, at the moment, really one person locally who's dedicated to sales, and we've got one national sales executive. But other than that, that's it. So really selling is the responsibility of everybody within the company, which does create some challenges from a marketing standpoint. So my three goals when I came to Logistics Plus, and they remain my goals today, are number one, to kind of build the brand and the reputation of the company, expand, kind of our audience. Number two, to create opportunities for us, so whether that's sponsorship opportunities, partnership opportunities like we have with the Manufacturing Business Association and others, those kind of opportunities help contribute to our growth. And then number three, develop the business. So once we do get those opportunities, how do we, bring customers on board? How do we develop the business, develop the relationship, those sort of things? So a lot of the focus here has been on what I call inbound marketing. So, again, because we don't have an active outbound selling activity, we use things like still a lot of word of mouth and referrals are a big part of it, but we also use public relations. We post a lot of content on our website. We do some limited Google advertising. So all these activities are really meant to drive activity to our website, so kind of the inbound pull, if you will. And then when people go to the website, hopefully they're inclined to either call us or, fill out an inquiry form. And then at that point, they become a lead or opportunity that we then, find a home for with the right person within Logistics Plus. And we, if it's a good fit, we'll develop it and try to make them a customer. And if it's not a fit, we're pretty upfront about that. And we try to, be pretty candid about what we can or can't do for most customers or prospective customers. But of course, as Jim has a habit of not saying no to too much. So even if it's something new for us, we'll try and figure out how to do it, which is kind of fun.
In addition to the phenomenal growth, LP has received quite a few awards and recognition the past several years, hasn't it?
Yeah. So we're not really out for the awards, obviously, but they are sort of a nice confirmation, if you will, that we're doing a good job here. And So we have been lucky enough to be the recipient of quite a number of awards. I'll name off a few of them here that we've received in the last year and a half. Last week we just received a SDCE 100 award, which basically is a recognition to the top 100 supply chain projects of the year. So we received that. I think that was our fourth time in the last 5 years that we received that based on a project we submitted to a supply and demand chain executive magazine. So they're the ones who give out that award. Earlier this year in May, we were recognized by Inc. magazine as a best workplace, which is basically the product of doing employee surveys and kind of a qualitative write-up of our benefits and our culture. So we received that for the very first time in May. We were recognized by Transport Topics magazine as a top freight brokerage firm and a top dry warehousing firm back in April. In March, we were certified for the third year in a row as a Great Place to Work by the Great Place to Work certification body. They're kind of a global culture, work culture outfit that certifies companies, again, based on employee surveys and some written overview of the company. So got that in third year in a row. Actually, as a subset of that, Jim was honored. He was actually one of only 50 CEOs in the U.S. that was honored with a For All Leadership Award. So there was a big gala in San Francisco in March, and Jim was honored as one of 50 CEOs that were recognized for, you know, being true leaders of good companies and great places to work. Another organization called Multi-Channel Merchant, which focuses on the e-commerce side of logistics. They named us a top 3PL in January for the third year in a row. Last year, Fortune magazine, pretty cool, named us in October as the 54th best medium-sized workplace in the country. So that was pretty outstanding. And then, September of last year, Global Trade magazine named us a top 50 third-party logistics provider. And in August of last year, we were named to the Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing private companies, and that was our fifth time on the list for that one. So I'll stop there, but again, very cool and humbling to be part of all those different awards and recognitions. But again, they also, from a marketing standpoint, help hopefully shine a light on some of the good things we're doing and you know, maybe brings some new customers or prospective customers to us that maybe wouldn't have heard of us otherwise.
Scott, what challenges do you have overseeing marketing for a company like Logistics Plus?
I think one of the challenges is keeping up with everything that we do. We have global offices around the world. We've got many different divisions. I mean, there's literally nothing within a supply chain that we don't provide, whether it's warehousing, trucking, international air, ocean, global trade compliance, customs brokerage. We even have a linguistics division. We even have our own little small trucking company. So a lot to keep up with, a lot of great stories. So from a marketing standpoint, it's just trying to understand, what's going on with the company, who's doing what. What things can we talk about, and what makes good content for us to put on the website or to issue a press release on, those sort of things. So keeping up with that is a challenge. Also, as you know from your interviews with us the last few years, we're not big on planning and budgets and those sort of things, those conventional things that you typically have at bigger companies, which keeps us flat and nimble, but it's also a challenge when you're trying to figure out, where to spend your money and where you get the most bang for your buck and how to plan accordingly. So in that sense, sometimes it's challenging, but it's also, very entrepreneurial, I guess, in terms of our approach. So, again, we do some online advertising, as I mentioned before, but again, we try to evaluate every opportunity as it comes up, as opposed to having a grandiose plan at the beginning of the year. So it's a little bit different than the way I've operated in the past. I call it I give presentations every now and then at local universities, and I call it marketing without a plan. But it seems to work pretty well for us.
in addition to marketing, your formal title includes LTL Carrier Relations. What does that mean, and how does that fit into the LP's broader service offerings?
Yeah, so less than truckload transportation is a segment of trucking that is basically for bigger size, you know, like pallet size shipments, 150 pounds to maybe 5,000 pounds. And usually there's really only about 30 or 40 LTL carriers that comprise 90% of the whole segment, because you have to have a network set up, you know, where you're making daily pickups and deliveries. So there's national and regional LTL carriers. It's about a $50 million segment of our business, and we do, last year we managed over 150,000 LTL shipments for various clients. So it's a part of what we do. It's kind of a foundational piece, and obviously it's something close to me because I spent many years in that particular industry. But my responsibility there is to work with those 30 or 40, you know, trucking companies to negotiate contracts, work through issues, do a lot of administrative stuff as it relates to getting their services and pricing into our TMS so our customers can take advantage of that. And that's actually takes up a big chunk of my time these days. So a lot of the marketing stuff that still falls under my umbrella is done by a marketing specialist I have working with me here, who does a great job, Ryan Markowitz. So,
Scott, you've been with LP for nearly 6 years now. In that time, the company has enjoyed great growth and recognition, including the Great Workplace Awards you mentioned earlier. In your own experience, how would you describe the LP culture and what makes it so successful?
I think, as others have stated in previous interviews that you've done with us, I mean, again, it's kind of a work hard, play hard culture that appeals to a lot of folks, particularly younger ones. Very casual in terms of our day-to-day. You know, we're not big on dress codes, at least not when we don't have visitors here. So we want people to feel comfortable when they work. So if that means wearing shorts and a T-shirt, that's perfectly fine with us, as long as they get the job done. But we're also very serious, very entrepreneurial. So what's kind of cool is, you know, if somebody has an idea here and they want to act on it, they're certainly given some latitude to do that. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, they learn from it, and we learn as a company, and we go on. But again, so from my experience, having worked from, you know, bigger public companies with a lot of bureaucracy and structure and red tape, you know, working for a flat, nimble company like Logistics Plus, where you have that freedom and ability to do things on the fly if you think it's a good idea, I mean, that has a lot of appeal for me. You know, again, based on where I had been, and of course, you know, having our global headquarters here at the historic Union Station in Erie, with the brewery right below us, is kind of a nice perk as well. You know, not to be dismissed, the ability to have, after a hard day's work, go down and have a nice cold one at the brewery is a nice perk.
Scott, thanks again for your time. If anyone is interested to learn more about Logistics Plus, where could they go?
As a marketing person, I'm always trying to get the word out. So anybody who's interested in learning more about Logistics Plus, encourage you to go to logisticsplus.net to visit our website. A lot of content there about our services and just stories about the company, and a lot of different avenues there. A phone number online, which is 1-866-LOG-PLUS. You know, there's a request form, so anybody who has questions, we love to get those inquiries through the web, and we get them in the right hands, and we try to be pretty responsive in getting back to people, and if we can help you, we'd love to do it.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the business spotlight.